Break heart and die, I may no longer live. Ten joy this world, nothing that I would give. I live forlorn, all joys are from me fled. I have lost my love, alas, my heart is dead. Each thing on earth continueth with his love, the pretty pigeon and the turtle dove, and divers others in this world I know, but my love will not seem to love me so. I little thought what true I now do find. I did not dream my love would prove unkind. But 'tis no news, for many proves untrue, and so doth mine, for she bids me adieu. Seeing 'tis so, I'll turn a palmer poor, and I will range abroad the world half o'er, to see if I can find some dismal cave. There will I dwell, there will I dig my grave. I will go travel to some new-found land, to France, to Spain, and Turkey out of hand, where unto strangers there I will complain how that my love hath me unkindly slain. If I do land upon some new-found shore, whereas no man did ever land before, then should I think myself in happy case, for my delight is in a silent place. There will I write my fill of my true love. Did I say true? What fancy did me move to count her true that always was unkind and is as fickle as the wavering wind? Once she was fair and lovely in my sight. She was my joy and all my heart's delight. But now her smiles are turned to frowns and fire. To kill my heart with woe is her desire. Bright Phoebus' beams are darkened in the skies, when as the storms of Boreas do arise. But she doth quickly shine after the rain. But my coy mistress will not love again. I would I were now seeking in the seas, in some frail vessel, if the fates did please, where neither love nor comfort could be found, but every hour expecting to be drowned. My speeches all do but prolong my pain, for I did never sail the ocean main, nor will I suffer life in me to bide, so long to wait the time of wind and tide. Seeing 'tis so, to the wilderness I'll hie, amongst wild beasts where I intend to die, where lions, tigers, bears, and panthers mourn, with dragons, elephants, and unicorn. Thus many wishes I have wished in vain, and none of those can ease me of my pain. This piercing poniard now shall end the strife, and kill my heart that loathes this mortal life. This being spoken, forth his love did rush, beholding him with many a smile and blush. Oh, hold, quoth she, and hear what I do say. Do not despair, nor work thy life's decay. You maidens fair, I pray come lend an ear, and you shall see how true he did appear. She gave him comfort in his troubled mind, and thereafter proved herself most kind.